I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, guys, short show, short fast break. Only got a pair of questions for you today, one for each of you. I'd like your take on both of them. It's always NFL season nowadays, as we know. There is never a real off season for the NFL. There's always news going on. We are waiting on that Justin Jefferson contract, which hopefully is coming down the pipeline. I don't know. You're hearing things from both sides, and hopefully it's coming
now
soon.
That the Wolves were done. That's all we have to worry about.
Twins season. Come on now. We got Twins talk. We got a Twins game coming up. But we got Vikings right now. The big news out of the NFL this week, not Vikings related, but Minnesota related. Olympic hero and Minnesotan and Golden Gopher Gable Steveson, the wrestler, signed a contract with the Buffalo Bills. Gable, mind you, never played organized football, never played for the Gophers, always a wrestler. He's 6'1", he's 275 pounds. The Bills obviously see maybe that athletic ability being able to transfer over into a new sport, maybe learn a spin move. I assume he's going to be on the defensive line. I don't know where else you'd put him. 6'1", 275, not the biggest defensive lineman in the world, but we'll see if that works out for him. So my question, of course, Pete, is it going to work out for him? Will he make the roster? Is this going to be a successful experiment for the Buffalo Bills?
It's a really good challenge, I think, and a challenge for Dan. I think the world of this kid. He's big. He's strong. He's got all the different things that you'd want out of a defensive tackle. But I'll tell you what, he's never played it. You know, it's amazing to me that that they gave him a shot. It's great. But when I look at all the guys from, you know, Olympian types, Bob Hayes and Curly Culp and all these various guys, Herschel Walker types, and Michael Carter was a shot putter. He was great. But they all played football at some point in their lives, and most of them played college football. So it sort of makes me wonder, does he have a legitimate shot? And I think he has a shot just because of the talent that he's got as a wrestler. And I think that actually is a huge thing that is the feather in his cap. But I think this is it's a great show. People are going to love it. He's going to get talked about. It'll be on TV. I think he'll be on just about every one of those podcasts that are out there. But I don't know. It's very, very tough if you've never played the game.
Are you saying he's not going to make the roster, Pete?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, look, listen, last time I checked in the NFL, I'm playing on the defensive line. You can't grab a guy and put him in a full Nelson, right? I mean, like, it's a skill set that he has. Is he a freak athlete? 100%. I've watched him close up. He is agile. He is strong. He is quick. And he is absolutely unstoppable on the wrestling mat. Does that translate to football? Didn't work for Brock Lesnar.
And
Brock Lesnar probably wasn't as good as Gable Steveson was. I mean, he was very dominant, but he was bigger. He was stronger, and even he couldn't make it in the NFL.
I think he also had a football background. I think he played at some point.
He also did. Yeah. You're absolutely right.
Yep.
He also had a football background. So it's different. It's trying to reach for get a guy's leg or whatever, trying to grab the – you can't grab the wrist. You can't hang on to him. You know, you can try to get him aside and shoot the gap. But those are skills that he doesn't have yet. Are they translatable? I don't know. I wasn't a good wrestler or a football player. I just look and I see all these guys who have played Division I at the highest level and still don't make it as a starter in the NFL. I find it really difficult to believe that never playing football in your life you could do it if you're Gable Steveson.
Yeah. By the way, real quick, I'll just add this. I did run into Barsh. I don't know if you guys remember that name, but he was a player from St. John's University who went down to Jacksonville, got drafted. Now he's with the 49ers. I'll tell you what. He is a really amazing. He's got the size. I think he's going to make that team. I think he's going to be at San Francisco for the next decade. He's a big, strong kid, and it's D3, you know. So yeah, he did well.
But at least it's football. And I mean, he's, you know, this football. The difference between D3 and D1 is small in any sport. It's not. People do think that, oh, he's D3 or D1. When you come down to it, It's really all about speed, is what I've been told and what I've seen. It's that extra half second or whatever it takes in any sport.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
To get the job done.
So, I mean, in such big categories, the elite of D1, there is certainly those top teams in D1. That is where the real, you know, the real gap is. Those real top teams of D1 to everybody else.
And sometimes those D3 guys, it just took them time. I mean, I was talking to Barsh. Yep. He was 210 pounds when he got to St. John's. By the time he left, he was 340. I mean, he's drinking all these crazy shakes and everything. He wanted to be a tight end. He got bigger than a tight end, so they moved him to tackle. So, you know, it does happen later sometimes for those D3 guys, but there's a lot of them to get into the NFL.
Well, and speaking of size, Pete, and back to Gable on the Bills, he's pretty undersized for a defensive tackle there. 275 is – you're wanting a little bit more weight on that body. Not to say that he can't. 6'1", I think people have maybe said that's a generous
generous
6'1".
Generous.
That's pretty undersized for that position, and I don't really know where else you would put an athlete like him. So it'll be interesting to see if – hey, if he surprises us all power to him. I would love to see that.
Yep.
But, Charlie, I think he's 5'11".
Yeah, I think that's probably closer to reality. 5'11", 275 defensive tackle, that would be pretty unprecedented in the modern NFL, I would say, the way that those guys are now. Not to say it's impossible. Aaron Donald was a shorter guy, but, man, he was powerful. Over to you, Dave, the final question of the Fast Break today. We just had the great Taylor Heise on to talk about the Minnesota PWHL championship game, and it got me thinking of great athletes around the state of Minnesota and how we are being spoiled right now with a lot of really great athletes, a lot of really great young athletes. You got Anthony Edwards, you've got Kaprizov, you've got Justin Jefferson, you've got, you know, Buxton's still an incredible athlete. You've got all of these incredible athletes around Minnesota sports currently. My question for you, Dave, your current Mount Rushmore, your current four great Minnesota athletes that are on teams right now.
Okay. My current four. Okay. Hang on. Just give me a second here. I'm thinking about this. So Justin Jefferson is one of them. Anthony Edwards is another. That's two. I would put Brock Faber at number three. And honestly, probably Taylor Heise at number four. And you just, even watching her, and I know we launched into this quite a bit, but the fact that she was effective in that game four, when they literally, I mean, you could tell Boston, everything they wanted to do was, they would literally had said, we're just going to take her out and let somebody else beat us. She was getting laid on. She was getting crashed. I mean, all sorts of stuff. But she stayed with it. And she eventually was a big factor in the game winner, which was called off. But I just think all of those athletes to me are players that when you hear, okay, that person made a play, you want to see it. Because they don't just make a play. They do something unbelievably exceptional. whether it's just a Justin Jefferson catch, whether it's Anthony Edwards flying through the air for a dunk, whether it's Brock Faber, you know, basically changing the way that the Wild do the power play by being kind of the lone defenseman on top so they can put more forwards down because he's so good at the top of the zone, or Taylor Heisey. I just, they're all really fun players to watch right now, and I just don't, to me, that's the top four. To me, that's the ones I'd want to see all the time.
All right, Pete, who you got?
Of that four, do they have to be a Minnesota athlete playing in Minnesota?
I think, yes, let's keep it to that. Yes.
Oh, I got Antoine Winfield, I got all these guys.
There are great Minnesota athletes around the country, but let's keep it in-house here. Let's keep it in-state for now.
All right, that's very fair. I think Justin Jefferson, absolutely. I think Anthony Edwards, you guys know I've been talking about him forever. I think it's something to be said about Naz Reid just because of the fact that he's a sixth man, guys. He won the award.
I knew you were going to say it before you said it.
But then I'd actually go over to the women's hockey. I look at somebody like Taylor. I don't know how we can't just include them. They had an incredible season. They did everything right. They packed the stadiums. They've influenced so many people here in Minnesota, and it's not just women and girls. I think it's more than that. So I think for that reason, she belongs there as well.
Yeah, I think Nafisa Collier is knocking on the door.
An honorable mention. Yeah. What's that?
I think Nafisa Collier is also knocking on the door there, right?
That was what I was. That I was usurped my honorable mention.
I was waiting on it too. I thought one of you were going to say.
Okay, you get. I've had my mic time. It was your turn. I'm good.
I thought one of you were going to say it. She's been incredible this year once again. Just a really, really great basketball player for a fun Lynx team once again. How about that rookie Pilly too, putting up some like 20 points in the other game in their last win. Looking like
fun start to the season for them.
Another fun team at Lynx. That's all I got for you.
On the Stiles.
Go ahead.
I was going to say on the Stiles Financial Talk and Text Line, someone said, I wish Minnesota would have taken a chance on Gable. Wrestlers are so disciplined. I think he can study. It'll be fun to watch, says Teresa in Mantraville. Mm-hmm. I like that. I don't think he's going to play, but I like the idea.
Never know.
Take a break. Come back. Is Royce Lewis's return pending? And if so, who are you going to send down? We'll talk about that coming up next.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.